Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Shona Putnam, and of course we're going to be talking about the Cass County Museum. Good morning to you, Shona.
Good morning, LaVon.
Shona, it is holiday time and there are lots of activities planned around that season, and you have something planned also.
Yes, it is the end of our season and we've had a wonderful year, and we celebrate an open house. It'll be an old-fashioned open house. It will be on Saturday, December the 12th, from 1 until 4.
And there are other things going on also, I understand, in Griswold that day.
Yes. The Griswold Community Betterment, they are having their Super Saturday, where the children get to meet Santa, and they have door prizes and one thing and another.
So just make an afternoon of it and come to Griswold and make one of those stops between 1 and 4, correct, at the Cass County Museum?
At the museum, yes. We don't interrupt their time. They have their activities in the morning, and then we start at 1 o'clock.
Okay. It's sharing time. That's what the season should be about, is sharing. So that's what you're doing.
Yes.
So what's special? I'm sure you're going to have it really pretty.
Yes. We do have the museum all decorated. We like to turn the lights on Thanksgiving Saturday. And so we were up and ready, and the lights went on, and it looks different every year.
and that's true throughout the year, is that, I mean, you don't always have, well, some of your displays, I'm sure, are very permanent, but there are others that you change around.
Oh, yes, but it always has a different look at Christmas time.
Oh, yes. Yes, a special. And I'm sure you have some special decorations. Don't you have a big Santa, a huge Santa?
Yes, we do. We have, he is probably 6.5 feet. And he is a beautiful, he's just an old-fashioned Santa. He's rather nice. And then this year we have some new figures. Two are life-size, and we had those refinished and by Jack Gregory, who's a local resident here in Griswold. And the children are in the windows, and the adults we have further back in the museum.
Okay. So always something fun at the museum. And as I understand, now a lot of times you do a fundraiser kind of at this time of the year. Are you doing something this year?
Well, what we're going to do is we have a wonderful group of volunteers, and we're just having an old-fashioned Christmas. They will be making divinity, peanut brittle, the old-time Christmas goodies. And we are packaging those up, and they will be on sale at that time if anyone wants to buy a stocking stuffer. So it's not going to be a massive money maker, but it's just something to...
little support.
It's there if you want it. Yes.
And you nibble yourself, especially.
Yes, we'll have homemade goodies and punch.
The divinity, I think, takes a special hand. That isn't something that everyone can make successfully. So that would be a real treat to just for yourself, or as you say, a gift.
Well, that's true. I don't know anything about divinity. Until I came to Iowa, I'd never heard of it.
Ah.
But Cheryl Burroughs, I was told, is the best divinity maker within two counties.
Well, she's a good cook, so I'm not, wouldn't surprise me.
So Cheryl has agreed to do that.
Oh, good, good. And then the peanut brittle, that was always my dad's favorite candy. So that always kind of sounds special to me. I like it, but it was his top of his list for sure.
Well, that is made by Mecca Landon, and Mecca comes all the way. She is our Mrs. Claus, and she comes all the way from La Vista in Nebraska.
Wow.
And she has quite the little circuit that she does at Christmas time around here, selling her peanut brittle.
All right. So some really special things happening there. Mm-hmm. And then, as you say, you can nibble and look and so on. What's the fee to get in?
Nothing. We are a county museum that is free to the public. We have no charges, and we hope to keep it that way.
Wonderful. So when you buy some candy as a gift, just say, yep, that's going to help keep this open. And you know, I'm thinking there are some people who still have not visited that addition that you have that's really special.
Well, we have the Kirchhoff collection,
yes,
in we refer to it as Annex 2, and Wayne has, I think at this time, he keeps bringing extra things in, but I think at the last count we had 86 models. It's just quite spectacular.
It is. It's just when you see the detail in so many of those barns and houses, it just is amazing. He has far more patience than I do, I can tell you that, putting all of that together. And very realistic. I mean, those are models, many of them, most of them, right, are models of real buildings.
Yes. We do have three that, in his imagination.
Uh-huh.
And he said they were the hardest ones to do. But they are old, tumble-down farmhouses. And because someone made a comment to him one day about, well, those barns, I don't remember the barns looking that nice.
Well, that's true, you know. Time takes their toll on buildings when they're not maintained. So all of that will be open. And but when we're saying open, not so much now after the 12th.
Yes, that is the last day for the season. We always finish with this open house. And then we'll be closed until May 1st. But we are open at any time. If anyone has family or wishes to visit, they can just call myself or Lila, and we will give them a private tour.
Okay. Even after the 12th, you're saying February, March?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Okay.
Anytime.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's good to know that you're always on call. And
if we can't do it, then we get another board member that is more than willing to do it. There's always someone in town that would be available.
That's pretty special, Shona, to know that there's somebody on call there that can fill in. Because, you know, if people come from a distance, they may not be able to come at another time. You really want to share this museum with them.
Yeah, well, yes, and especially at the holiday time. A lot of families in town and people visiting, and this is their only opportunity to see their county museum.
Now, talking about sharing, Shona, one of the other things that I know you've done in the past and probably will continue to do is if somebody has a group and wants a program, that you have several to offer?
Yes, we do. We do. We either do it at the museum or we will come to your, wherever your group is meeting, and we can do a program for you.
And what kinds of programs? I'm sure you have several.
Well, we can, any subject you want, we can do it. But we have the early history of Atlantic film, which I think probably by now most people have seen. We have the early history of Griswold, and we're working on the third film, the early history of Messina. But at the rate we're going, if we didn't have to stop and do fundraisers and different activities, we would be finished. But we are still working on the Messina film, so hopefully by this summer we will have it complete.
Very good. And again, if people do not know the history of the museum, because that's just a history in itself of how that all developed.
That was our first film, and that is we named From Mold to Gold.
From Mold to Gold.
From Mold to Gold, yes.
And I know, I'm not sure you could even begin to tell when you do the program of how much work and effort and how many volunteer hours and determination. I mean, the list goes on. Things like this don't happen in the community without lots of work.
Oh, it's been lots of work by many, many, many people.
And of course, some driving force. You're one of those driving forces. And so, Shona Putnam, remind us of the event coming up on the 12th.
The event will start at 1 p.m. on Saturday, December the 12th. It will be an open house. We'll have homemade goodies and punch. And if you are interested in buying any of the homemade goodies that people around the county have made, Divinity, fudge, popcorn balls, they will be available for you to purchase.
Okay, so come and enjoy the holiday this coming Saturday, the 12th, at 1 to 4 at the Cass County Museum in Griswold.
Not this coming Saturday, a week this Saturday.
And the date is?
December the 12th.
Right, December the 12th. Mm-hmm. And we want to thank you very much, Shona Putnam, for visiting with us. And here's a thought. Christmas waves a magic wand over this world, and behold, everything is softer and more beautiful.